This is Behind the DJ, where we go beyond the microphone to meet the dedicated volunteers who make KPCW such a special part of this community. The voices you hear on the air are only part of their story. Many lead extraordinary professional lives and still find time to give back through music. One of them is David Semmel, an accomplished television director and producer who traded 40 years in Los Angeles for life in Park City. As he heads to Prague for his next directing gig, KPCW remains close to his heart. Here is my conversation with DJ Dave Semmel.
I lived in L.A. for 40 years. I grew up in Chicago, but I went to college in L.A. A big ski nut. What a surprise for somebody who lives in Park City. But
it's a familiar story.
Exactly. I had been coming here a lot, and then I think actually when we were doing American Dreams, just on a whim decided to come out and find a place. I found a little place that I still have up in Old Town. So, and I always had this kind of dream of eventually settling here, and I have a daughter who's now 15, and it was always in the back of my mind, I thought, God, it would be great to raise her here. Mm-hmm. And her mother, we're not together, but about 5 years ago, she called me up as COVID was waning and said, what do you think about moving to Park City full time? And I said, well, if you remember when we were together, I used to say to you all the time, instead of living in LA and having a little place in Park City, how about living in Park City and having a little place in LA? So we brought it to our daughter. She was 10 at the time. And she loved the idea, and we came
here. Good for
her. And it's been great. Worked out perfectly, and she loved Ecker, and now she's at the high school, and she's doing great.
Well, first of all, how did you end up at KPCW? What was the...
So, do you know Heidi, who's another one of the volunteer DJs?
Yes.
I was sitting at the coffee shop, the Park City Gardens, mm-hmm. where I live near there, and I'm sitting there having coffee, and she and a friend of hers asked if they could share the table with me. I said, sure, sit down. And so we started chatting, and it was one of those situations where you start talking to people and you feel like immediately you know them.
Sure.
And we were just kind of laughing, having a good time. And all of a sudden she looked at her watch and said, oh my God, I've got to go. I've got to get to my shift. And I said, shift for what? And she said, oh, I'm a volunteer DJ at KPCW. And I said, you're a what? You do what? Can I do that?
Please.
And so so she said, yeah, I'll mention you to Mitch. And so Mitch called me and came in for about, I don't know, maybe three different shifts and watched different DJs and was kind of really trying to learn the language, yeah. which is a little intimidating at first.
It really
you know,
is.
All the equipment and all the digitization. But I came in, I think, the fourth time. And I said to him, hey, who am I observing today? And he said, hey, you'll do it. We're just going to take the training wheels off. We think you can do it. And I said, well, you're going to do what? I really loved it. One of the kind of unique things about living in a small town and that there's a real sense of community. And I'm constantly telling people that I do it. And, tell me when you're on the radio. And so they'll text me and play this song and, mm-hmm. and that kind of interaction. But I really like reading the PSAs. I feel like I found things of what's going on in town. And I've been able to engage even more. There's just different programs or different events happening that I maybe wouldn't have known about. I mean, it's all there on the website. But
mm-hmm. yeah.
reading it is just great. And so it just makes me feel sort of connected to the community.
Right. Did you have a childhood fantasy of being a DJ?
Always. Or we moved when I was in my mid-50s, and I thought, what an interesting time to sort of pick up and move where I've been living for 40 years. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be very deliberate and thoughtful about the life that I would build here for myself. And I knew a lot of it would be, like a lot of people here, about being out of doors and that kind of thing. But I really wanted to find different ways to engage with the community. DJing here, it just feels like it kind of checks all the boxes.
It does,
yeah. It really does.
Oh, I can turn this on anytime and know what's going on. And I used to confuse the call letters all the time with KCRW, which was LA's.
Great station.
And Lit was my favorite.
I actually did once on the air refer to it as KCPW. I could justify it because how much I used to listen to KCRW, yeah. but I think it's just, you know, old age and mild dyslexia.
Tell me what you do.
So I'm a director and a producer. I'm a director first and foremost, and producing comes as, a benefit of directing. I'm one of these guys. I was making little films when I was a kid growing up in the suburbs of Chicago, this sort of idyllic Norman Rockwellian life, and I always wanted to get into film from the time I was a little kid. Got my way to directing through editing, which I think is a great background for directing and still my favorite part of the process, really. I've been very fortunate that much of my career was doing pilots. Really is a lot of fun because you're creating it from anew. It's all fresh. You're basically given pages with words on them. And then you visualize everything and start the whole process. And then sometimes, if it was a good experience, I would stay with the show. In the case I referred to American Dreams before. And in recent years, you know, with the advent of streaming and the sort of change in that type of content, where they are these really, really big shows. And I'll go in and do what's called a block, where they'll bring a director in to do two episodes. And you sort of really kind of own those two episodes.
What
challenging
show is it?
And fun. It's a show called Foundation.
Okay.
It's on Apple TV, and it's based on the Isaac Asimov trilogy of books, and it really is considered sort of the granddaddy of that intergalactic, operatic, huge narrative type of a piece, and everything that sort of came out of it, Star Trek and whatnot. I mean, apparently George Lucas read it as a kid or in college or something like that, and it was for him what gave him the idea for Star Wars. The show's been on for a handful of years. I'm doing the last two episodes of the season.
How long will you be gone, and where are you going?
Actually, they shoot in Prague.
Oh, cool.
So I'm going to Prague for 2.5 months, so I'll miss mud season.
I think we had mud season already.
I
don't think there is mud.
Not this year. I'm really looking forward to it. And that, you know, that's also part of the experience, is not just doing the work, but then finding myself in a foreign land. And,
mm-hmm. And yeah. We'll miss you on the mic.
Me too. I will miss being on the mic.
We need to come up with a name for you.
You know, there had been a couple names. A friend said, Director Dave, and I said, absolutely not. And then they said,
why not?
I don't know. It sounds cheesy. But the last 4 years, I've been a ski instructor at Deer Valley.
Okay. Deer Valley, and, Dave?
Well, nobody had said that, but somebody said Downhill Dave, and I said, no, absolutely not. And then I think actually that friend also the other day said Diamond Dave, which I don't know, kind of caught my attention, but I don't think so. One day I just blurted out, hey, I'm Dave on the radio. And it seems a little generic, so I'm open to suggestions.
I know, let's open
but
it
alliteration
up.
Seems to be the way they go, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be good, whatever it is. Diamond Dave is kind of cool. But
Diamond Dave's okay.
But that sounds a bit like Vegas.
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't know about Diamond
Dave.
It doesn't
feel quite the ethos of the community. I'm not totally sure. My ideal year is teaching skiing at Deer Valley for 4 months or 5 months, yeah, if we have the snow, and then going off and doing a project or maybe two projects, squeezing them in between. I literally said to my agents when I moved here, I was like, listen, unless you want to just say hi and you miss me, don't call me from November to April. I just want to be skiing. And it's been a little bit more challenging than I thought it might be to sort of set up that type of routine, but just having the balance has been, for me, amazing. Mm-hmm. And I actually think in a different way coming here was that ability to just step away from it all, mm-hmm, and not be consumed by the business and just think more about the art and letting the business sort of handle itself a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, love lost and found. Love lost and found. I read some item that had been lost, and I can't remember who, but somebody poked their head into the booth and said, oh, hey, that person called. They just got it back. don't read that one anymore.
Don't read it, yes.
So at least I got some sense of gratification that at least that person had found whatever they were missing. I love all types of music, and actually, it's one of the things I really love the library here, and I love the fact that I'll discover new music all the time.
All right. Well, David, this has been lovely.
Thanks for having me. This was fun.
Thank you for coming in.